Hello, my name is Bee Kim Hsiao. I'm a member of the Legislative Yuan in Taiwan, which is known as the Congress or Parliament of Taiwan. I'm very pleased to have this opportunity to share with many listeners my experience in taking part in Taiwanese politics, the role of women in Taiwan politics, as well as the condition of many women in Taiwan society today. Actually, we have come a long way for women's involvement in public policy, but not only in politics, in the business community, in publishing, in the media, in NGOs, women have played very prominent roles in Taiwan society. For example, the founding president of Taiwan's high-speed rail is a woman. The founding president of Taiwan's tallest building, the 101 building, is also a woman. So women have achieved leadership roles in all walks of life in Taiwan, and we have indeed come a long way. But it hasn't always been so easy. In the field of politics, for many years, nearly 40 years, Taiwan had been under martial law until 1987. During this period, all opposition political parties were banned. The freedom of speech was limited. We did not have the freedom of assembly, which meant that even women organizations, women activists, were not free to organize themselves in terms of advocating various rights. And it wasn't until after 1987 that women's organizations began to flourish independently of the government in Taiwan. And it was during this time when Taiwan's first major opposition party also evolved. And that opened up an opportunity for many independent thinking political activists to play more prominent roles in Taiwanese politics. My personal involvement in Taiwan politics began as a student. I had been studying in the United States in Oberlin College and then Columbia University in New York. And I had come across many books and articles regarding Taiwan politics, which had previously been banned in Taiwan as I was growing up during the martial law period. It was an exciting time with the beginning of democratization in Taiwan. And as a young person, as a young student, I wanted to be involved in that process of changing Taiwan. Initially, I got involved in women's issues, and I was also interested in how to expand Taiwan's international role. I took a semester off from college in the United States and returned to my homeland, Taiwan, to become an assistant to Miss Annette Liu, who later became Taiwan's first woman vice president. The 90s was a very exciting time for any young person interested in political change for Taiwan. Taiwan had just opened up following a period of martial law and one-party authoritarian rule. There was a lot of room and many opportunities for people with new ideas, to develop and organize themselves. I took part in the activities of Taiwan's leading opposition, the Democratic Progressive Party, as Taiwan made its transition towards democracy. In the 90s, Taiwan had its first ever general election for the parliament. We also had in 1996 the first ever presidential election. Of course, in the initial period, it was quite difficult for women who, in traditional Taiwan society, had been given certain stereotypical roles, being limited from public participation. So the initial participants in the opposition political movement in Taiwan were mainly the wives or daughters or family members of political prisoners. Later on, as NGOs were allowed to form, more and more other professional women also gained an interest in politics, and our numbers began to grow. Eventually, as of today, we have now 38 out of 113 seats in our legislature. That is over one-third of our seats go to women today. And I believe this is a figure that is higher than what we see in the United States today. Although we are not satisfied with these numbers, and we understand we have a long way to go, but we have indeed come a long way, and we have made tremendous progress within Taiwan. It was certainly an exciting time to be taking part in Taiwan's transition towards democracy, with our first legislator elections, with our first presidential elections, and then the first ever transition democratically and peacefully from one party to another. In the year 2000, when this took place, the first transition of political power from one party to another, we also elected our first woman vice president. Later on in 2008, the party I belong to, the Democratic Progressive Party, elected the first chair of our party, or the first woman leader of a major political party in Taiwan. In 2012, she became our presidential candidate, contending for the first time as a woman in Taiwan's presidential elections. Although, unfortunately, we failed to win that particular election, the fact of having a prominent woman contending for president in our politics is also a major accomplishment, which we hope will sustain a level of momentum that will enable more younger women to gain an interest in politics and to play prominent roles in Taiwan's political arena. In general, as I mentioned, women have come a long way, but there still remain a number of issues that we must continue to address in public policy, such as dealing with problems of international trafficking of women, dealing with the problems of domestic violence, continuing discrimination against women in the workplace. Although, as I mentioned in the beginning, women have already achieved very prominent roles in Taiwan's business and media, but there still remain, in some circumstances, a glass ceiling and also prejudiced roles for women in public involvement. So there remains a lot of work to be done, and we look forward to working with other colleagues and friends in the international community, especially around Asia. And indeed, we have already formed networks among Asian political parties and women's groups in Asia to further advance the progress of women in politics in our region. And we certainly hope that there will be future opportunities to continue to share our experiences in solidarity with other women around the world to achieve more prominence and to achieve greater equality and justice for gender, for women in politics around the world.